Bob, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
For this piece in The Lens, you brought up the refrain, put the river back in the marsh. What does that mean exactly?
Well, this whole part of the state, southeastern part of Louisiana, was built by the Mississippi River. It's the delta that was laid down by nature over 6,000 years. But then we did things to protect ourselves from flooding. We put the river in a straitjacket, which meant that it could no longer get its sediment back out to these deltas. So the minute we did that, the deltas began to sink. The plan to repair some of the damage has been to let the river go back to work on the deltas.
Take the straitjacket off, basically.
Exactly.
And it's not just water that's coming down the river. It's also chemicals, the result of fertilizers used to grow crops upstream on the river. So what does this new science suggest about how those chemicals that come along with the water and the sediment might affect the marsh?
Well, you know, it's not really new science. It's new reports, one of which was done by Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute up in New England. They tried to mimic the sediment loads of the river. Within 5 years, what they noticed was that the soils were falling apart. The same thing previous studies had documented here in Louisiana. And the reason is fertilizers being used in farm country. What they do, two things. They fertilize the grass in the above water portion.
So it looks pretty.
It looks wonderful.
Like growth.
It looks like it's growing. It looks like the Amazon. But at the same time, the roots become short, shallow, and weak. Plus, the soil's weaker and looser. So the problem is, if these diversions are going to be killing plants, will they do more harm than good?
So the suggestion then is that the Coastal Agency has not considered the impact of these chemicals on the specific marsh soil that it'll be washing over.
Well, that suggestion was actually made in the second piece of scientific literature that came out, ordered by the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority here in Louisiana. They asked a group of scientists chosen from outside of Louisiana to evaluate the two freshwater diversions we have, their effect on the surrounding wetlands. And the bottom line was, in their summation, they said what they really wanted the state to do was do more research, slow down.
The stakes are extremely high because the very tactic that we're using to build land could actually be contributing to further erosion. Those are the stakes.
Those are the stakes, and it's really this catch-22 that the state finds itself in. Garrett Graves, the head of the effort to rebuild the coast, he says, look, it would be unconscionable for us to sit here and do nothing. We have to go forward with something. The rebuttal to that from these scientists is, be sure you're studying what's going on, even while you go ahead, because you really only have one shot. This research that came out, and the reason I did a story on it was because it was from eminent researchers from outside of Louisiana lending their scientific support to this other group of scientists inside Louisiana who have been trying to point this out for years and have basically been criticized as being contrarians. And so I would hope the state takes this into consideration and begins working on that research as well. And I think they will.
Well, we're glad you're covering it with The Lens and here with us on WWNO. Bob Marshall, environmental reporter for The Lens, thanks so much for being with us.
It was my pleasure.